WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rice Hire Daily. Today we're diving into something super important, the power of positive relationships on our mental well-being. Ever feel like your mood lifts just by hanging out with certain people? Or maybe you've had days where negativity tracked you down, leaving you feeling drained. Well, guess what? Science backs up that gut feeling. Positive relationships are like superpowers for our minds. They give us strength, support, and a sense of belonging, which are essential ingredients for good mental health. Think about it. When we're surrounded by people who lift us up, encourage us, and celebrate our wins big or small, it creates this ripple effect that positively impacts everything from our self-esteem to our stress levels. So, what makes a relationship truly positive? Let's break down five key ingredients that can make all the difference. First, genuine connection. This isn't just about knowing someone, it's about feeling seen, heard, and understood. It's sharing your vulnerabilities, your dreams, and your fears with someone who listens without judgment and accepts you for who you are, imperfections and all. Ever felt like you could truly be yourself around someone? That's genuine connection in action. Second, mutual respect. This one's a biggie. A positive relationship thrives on treating each other with kindness, consideration, and appreciation. It means valuing each other's opinions, even when they differ, and being willing to compromise. Remember, a healthy relationship isn't about winning or losing, it's about finding common ground and supporting each other's growth. Third, open communication. Talk about your feelings, your needs, and your expectations. Don't be afraid to ask for what you need and listen attentively when the other person shares. Remember, communication is a two-way street, it takes effort from both sides. Fourth, shared experiences. Making memories together, whether it's going on adventures, trying new things, or simply enjoying each other's company, creates a sense of connection and shared history that strengthens the bond. Think about your favorite memories with friends or family. They likely involve shared experiences that you can still cherish today. And finally, support through thick and thin. Life throws curveballs, and having people in your corner who offer unwavering support during tough times can make all the difference. Remember, it's not just about celebrating the good times, it's about being there for each other when things get tough. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a young professional who's feeling overwhelmed with work and personal stress. She knows she needs to take care of herself, but finds herself struggling to cope. One day, she remembers a close friend, Emily, who's always been there for her through thick and thin. They grab coffee, catch up, and Sarah opens up about everything she's going through. Emily listens with empathy, offers words of encouragement, and reminds Sarah of her strengths. Just the conversation makes a world of difference for Sarah. She feels heard, understood, and supported. Emily doesn't offer quick fixes or empty promises. She simply offers a safe space for Sarah to express herself and remind her that she's not alone. This simple act of connection helps Sarah feel more grounded and motivated to navigate the challenges ahead. So, what are we taking away from today? First, prioritize building positive relationships. They're invaluable investments in your mental well-being. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, respect you, and genuinely care about you. Remember, it's a two-way street. Be there for them just as they're there for you. Nurture those connections through open communication, shared experiences, and unwavering support. Ready to rise higher? Start by reaching out to someone you care about today. Let them know you appreciate them and schedule some time for quality connection. Small gestures can have a huge impact. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Rise Higher Daily, where we'll continue exploring the tools and mindset shifts that empower you to live your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.